Welcome to another mini episode on the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. I'm Serena Shoup, and today I'm going to be answering a question from our audience about handling business banking with potential clients or clients of yours. So if this is something that you've been wondering about how to handle, then stay tuned. You're listening to a bonus mini-sode on the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. All right, in today's episode, I have gotten a recording from someone in the audience about business banking, so let's take a listen to it.
Hi, Serena. My name is Sarah. I love your podcast. My question is, what if someone is using a bank that does not sync with either Xero or QuickBooks? Would you ask them to change banks, or would you offer them bookkeeping by Excel spreadsheets, or is there some kind of way around that, or would you say that you're not a very good fit? Thank you.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much for sending this question in. I have worked with clients who, and currently work with a couple of clients who have banks that don't integrate with Xero, and then the rest of our clients that do. So I'll let you know how we've approached this situation. I don't necessarily turn away a client because their bank doesn't integrate unless they have a lot of transactions and aren't able to easily pull the information, export, and import ourselves. In that case, even after we've used that as a process where we're going into their bank account, we must absolutely have access to be able to pull this information ourselves, by the way, or else it will never work. But even in this case, we still try to encourage the client to work with a bank that does integrate. But there's also sometimes clients that maybe for whatever reason, that's not an option. So, or maybe they don't want their banks integrated. So as long as they're okay paying a little bit extra for us to have to do the legwork and absolutely give us access to be able to pull those exports and import them, then that is something that we will do. I still like to have the conversation with the client, presenting them other options that will make things easier and more efficient for everybody. And that option for us is Relay, which we are going to be airing a podcast this week on an interview with Relay. So you can learn more about that and the partner program they have. And I will also link Relay in the show notes or wherever you're watching this or listening so that you can get more information. What we love about Relay is it does have a direct feed with Xero, QuickBooks Online, and probably some other softwares. We have a partner portal, a lot like the QuickBooks Online Accountant portal and the Xero Partner portal, where we can see a list of all of our clients who bank with Relay and easily toggle between the clients. We can pull bank statements ourselves. We can manage the integrations. God forbid they break. We can also manage the integration with HubDoc so that the statements get automatically sent to HubDoc every month. And we can research transactions and see how things were paid. For instance, at year end, when 1099 season rolls around, and we are looking to see how certain vendors were paid, because if they're paid on a debit card or a credit card, we don't have to issue a 1099. But if they are paid via ACH or Zelle or something like that, we do have to issue a 1099. So Relay also makes it really easy to issue 1099s to anyone that you're ACHing through Relay. And you can ask for their W-9 through Relay before you even pay them. So it makes that whole process really efficient. It's free for clients and for us as a partner. You can have up to 20 different bank accounts. There's so many amazing things about that banking platform. You'll definitely have to tune into this episode this week to listen more about it, or click the link and discover for yourself. So I hope that was helpful, Sarah. I always offer Relay as a solution, but I do not require it of clients. But that's really up to you, how you want to run your business. If that is a deal breaker for you to work with a client where you have to go in and download statements and export and import into QuickBooks or Xero, I can understand that. So that's something that you definitely have to ask yourself and how you want to handle that going forward, or if you're okay logging in and grabbing that information for yourself and importing it like the olden days. All right, that's it for this week. If you enjoy these little mini episodes, I encourage you to head over to speakpipe.com/ambitiousbookkeeper to record your own question and have it aired right here and answered on the podcast. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you to everyone who helps make this podcast possible. Content and interviews are produced by me, Serena Hsu. Our intro and outro music is written and performed by my brother, Ian Gilliam. Editing is also by Ian, using his awesome sound engineering skills along with Descript software. Hosting and publishing is by Buzzsprout. And you can check out the show notes for links to all of these amazing resources and resources mentioned in the episode.
Be ambitious.